Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Notably Texan, 88.9 KETR, the place for homegrown Texas entertainment, and the Grin and Bear It Show, where we grin and you bear it. Tonight, the Grin and Bear It Show proudly presents to you Dysfunction Junction, the radio sitcom about Earlene Plunkett, her husband Marcel, and Norval, their dim-witted 40-year-old son who lives in the upstairs garage apartment. But first, a song entitled Misdirection by Mike Harmon. Thanks, Mike. Now sit back, relax, and stay tuned for Dysfunction Junction. It just might make you feel better about your own life.
Dysfunction Junction, 9643 Sycamore Trail. Dysfunction Junction, Mama Norville and Marcel. We put the fun in dysfunction at Dysfunction Junction.
Today?
The lawnmower is broken.
Well, I know one thing. Husbands are just like lawnmowers.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means they are difficult to get started, and then they don't work half the time.
I've always said a perfect summer day is when the sun is shining, the birds are singing, and the lawnmower is broken.
One more thing. What do you need that big old riding lawnmower for? It only takes you 3.5 minutes to mow anyway.
A man needs a good lawnmower, Earlene.
If men did the housework, there would be riding vacuum cleaners by now.
Hey, y'all.
Hello,
hey.
Norval.
Hey, Daddy. How much does it cost to get married?
I don't know yet, Norval. I'm still paying for it.
Why? Are you getting married, son?
Yeah. Me and Danetta, we're going to tie the old knot.
Well, you tell Donita to get over here. There's a lot of things we need to talk about.
Sure, Mama. She's hoping to stop by tomorrow so y'all could talk, but right now, I need to run over to Booger's house and let him know what's going on.
My goodness, I have never heard Norval use that word before.
What word?
Marriage.
Marriage is not a word. It's a sentence. A life sentence.
It just makes me want to reflect back on his growing up.
I don't know why she left me, but I do know that she's gone, and I will so. She said I took her for granted, but I don't think she meant it, and I'm sure she'll be crawling back before long. But there goes my everything, my old sandwich making pretty beer getting machine, one in the back of the fridge. And who'll hand me that remote control? Lord, I think the ball game's on. I'm tired of eating at the Dairy Queen. There goes my everything.
Singing There Goes My Everything. And now back to the Grin and Bear It Show.
Come on in, Norval. Door's open.
Booger, guess what? I'm getting married.
Does Donita know about that?
Well, I reckon she knows a little bit about it. She is the bride.
Well, that's good, Norval.
What's the matter? I thought you'd be more excited for me.
Well, it's not that. It's just my dog ran away from home.
Your dog stay?
Yeah.
Well, did you run an ad in the paper or something?
Don't be stupid. Dogs can't read.
Especially not your dog.
Now, Norval, just because he knocked himself out chasing that one parked car don't mean he's mentally irregular.
It's no wonder he ran off. You should never have named him Stay. He probably drove him crazy with you hollering, "Come here, Stay. Come here, Stay." Anyway, I'm supposed to take Danita by the house to discuss the wedding with Mama, and I'm wondering if that's a good idea.
Well, no. I can't think of anything to go wrong with that. Norval, are you kidding me? You should have just got married and forgot about the wedding. The wedding's a three-ring circus anyway. You got your engagement ring, you got your wedding ring, and then you got your suffer ring. Yeah, you should have just given her that ring and said, there, that's that. And then you should have told her the best way to take care of that wedding ring is to dip it in that dishwater three times a day.
Yeah, that's what I'd have done.
Well, with all that wisdom, it's a wonder you're not married, Booger. Hey, I gotta get out of here. So are you coming over tomorrow to help me work on my truck?
Is a bullfrog's butt waterproof?
All right, I'll see you then.
You have just enjoyed part one of Dysfunction Junction. Hang in there now. You know you're curious to find out more about Norval's wedding. But first, a song. That was the talented Amanda Gish singing Rufus Rastus Johnson Brown.
88.9 KETR Commerce. Hope you're enjoying this latest episode of the Grin and Barrett Show, heard exclusively here on 88.9 KETR. We've gotten together with the Greenville band Grin and Barrett, and for some time now we've been bringing you monthly installments of the Grin and Barrett Show, kind of a variety show, a little bit of a throwback to the days of yore when radio dramas were all the rage. And we're taking that and putting a modern twist on it. We have a lot of fun producing the Grin and Barrett Show with the members of the band Grin and Barrett. They bring their scripts to us. They bring their songs to us. We record all that in the studio, and then I produce it all together and turn it into what we call the Grin and Barrett Show. This is the type of thing that's pretty much only done on public radio stations. You're not going to hear this type of production being put together on a commercial radio station for various reasons, but we hope that you find value in that. We're asking you to support us during this fall membership campaign, and this is the time to do it. You can go online right now to ketr.org and make a contribution in any amount by clicking support this station in the upper right hand corner of our website, ketr.org, or our phone line is available for you as well to make that pledge tonight, 800-882-5387. pick one of those ways, but really do seriously consider it. We can't do things like the Grin and Barrett Show if we don't have support from our listeners. So it's up to you, as someone who appreciates this station, as someone who likes to listen to Notably Tex, and maybe you are a regular monthly listener to the Grin and Barrett Show. Do your part to ensure that we can continue to produce this type of program here at KETR with a contribution in any amount. $10 a month, one-time gift of $50, whatever is right for your budget is right for us. So go ahead and do it tonight. Don't put it off. It's our fall membership campaign, 800-882-5387 or KETR.org. We'll take you back now for more of this latest edition of the Grin and Barrett Show on 88.9 KETR's Notably Texan.
Now we return you to the edge of your seat for part two of Dysfunction Junction.
That must be Danita.
Hi, y'all.
Danita, you remember Mom and Daddy.
Hey, Donita.
Hello, sweetheart. Why don't you come over here and sit down? I think we need to have some girl talk about the wedding.
Hey, Daddy, why don't you come out back and help me put the engine back in my truck?
I might as well. Better than sitting around here and talking about flowers and stuff.
There's a few questions I would like to ask you, if that's okay.
Sure, Ms. Plunkett.
First of all, who's doing your cake?
Sara Lee.
Oh, do you know how to cook?
Yes, ma'am. Norville's even gonna buy me a new microwave.
Oh, my. Do you think y'all are gonna do any premarital counseling?
Well, I've been married several times, so I already know all that stuff. May I ask you something, Ms. Plunkett?
Anything you want, sweetheart.
What is your secret to a long and happy marriage?
Well, we take the time to go out to a restaurant 2 times a week. A candlelight dinner and a slow walk home. He goes on Tuesdays and I go on Fridays. I'm coming.
Howdy, Miss Plunkett. Hello, Donita.
Hello, Booger.
I'm here to help Norville work on his truck.
What's the matter, Booger? You seem down in the dumps today.
Yes, ma'am. My dog ran away.
I'm sorry, Booger. What kind of dog do you have?
Well, it's a half lab and half pit bull.
Well, that's good. If he bites off your leg, at least he'll bring it back to you.
Hey, I'm glad you made it, Booger. I guess you still ain't found your dog.
Nah, not yet. And a dog's man's best friend, too.
I don't know if I believe that about a dog being a man's best friend. Your best friend should be your wife.
You don't believe that, huh, Earlene? Tell you what, put your dog and your wife both in the trunk of your car for an hour and then let them out. Which one do you think would be the happiest to see you?
Marcel, what kind of comment is that? You ain't very smart, are you?
I used to be not very smart. Well, I still am, but I used to be too. And I used to be somewhat indecisive. But now, I'm not sure.
Marcel, you're losing your mind. I don't know which one is going downhill the quickest. Your mind or the economy?
Now, don't get me started on the economy. I mean, right now, jury duty is considered a good-paying job.
Yeah, and I got a pre-declined credit card in the mail the other day.
I ordered a hamburger yesterday, and the kid behind the counter asked, "Can you afford fries with that?"
Well, I heard ExxonMobil just laid off 25 congressmen.
That's nothing. I stopped at an ATM and it gave me an IOU.
Is Norville really getting married? Can the Plunkett family really pull off a wedding? Stay tuned to see after the talented Brad Bergen sings Falling Star.
I remember my long hair as it hung beneath my hat, lying on my shoulders as it covered my guitar strap. I turned my head and smiled at the girls that called my name. I was cool back then. And I remember that man. As I traveled across Texas, I sang 48 songs a night. Faded jeans that I wore, I'll admit, were a little tight. I remember remember eating fast food, though I swore I'd never get fat. Yeah, I was cool back then. I remember that man when a shooting star going nowhere crosses the sky, like a great parade with a big bright glow catches everybody's eye. When the light burns out and it disappears, becomes a falling star, nobody knows who you are when you're a falling star. As I sit in my recliner watching the game on TV, my wife is in the kitchen cooking dinner just for me. My kids are in the game room making noise, and who knows why. What happened to that man that was cool back then? Well, I rub my bald head, and then again I loosen my belt. Once more thank the good Lord for the hand that I've been dealt. I wouldn't trade what I have for what I wanted to be. Yeah, I've become that man that once raised me. When a shooting star going nowhere crosses the sky, like a great parade with a big bright glow catches everybody's eye. When the light burns out and it disappears, becomes a falling star, nobody knows who you are when you're a falling star. As I sit in my recliner watching the game on TV.
Thanks, Brad. Now back to the Grin and Barrett Show with Dysfunction Junction.
Donita, what are y'all gonna have for snacks at the reception?
We thought we'd go international and have Vienna sausage and Canadian bacon.
I know I'm probably gonna regret asking this, but what do you have planned for the honeymoon?
We have tickets to that monster truck rally over in Caddo, Maine.
I just want to say that I believe you're really good for Norval, Donita. I just want to welcome you to our family with open arms, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, thank you, Miss Plunkett.
Daddy, are you crying?
No, I ain't crying. My allergies are just acting up, that's all.
Daddy, do you have any advice for me when I get married?
Well, Norval, a man is incomplete until he's married, and then he's finished. Just remember these four magic words. You are right, dear.
Yeah, I remember you saying you always tell Mama she's right, even though she's wrong all the time.
I'm sitting right here, Norval. I can hear you, you know. My word, I better get in the kitchen and check on my casserole. I'm blaming you, Marcel, if it's burnt.
That's not my fault, Earlene.
I didn't say it was your fault. I said I was blaming you.
Let me help you, Miss Plunkett.
Well, thank you, Donita.
Daddy, do you need me to mow the yard for you? I know your grass is getting pretty tall.
No, son. My lawnmower's broken, that's all.
Well, Mama says she's going to buy you an electric mower.
Why do I need an electric lawnmower?
Well, she said with an electric mower, you could always follow that cord and find your way back to the house.
I saw a load of turf coming by my house the other day. I think I'm going to start doing that.
Start doing what, Booger?
Send my grass out to be cut.
Hey, what do y'all think's going on in the kitchen?
If I know Earlene, she's trying to teach Donita how to cook.
Is Donita not a very good cook?
Oh, she does okay now. Now that she's figured out that the smoke alarm's not an oven timer. Yeah, one time she was cooking, and the recipe said to beat 6 eggs separately, and she used 6 different bowls. And one time, she said she's going to cook me a roast, but all she had was hamburger, so she set the oven to roast. She was really disappointed when it came out and it was still hamburger.
That sounds like when me and Earlene got married. She set the food in front of me and asked me, was it good? I said, yeah, it's okay, you know, just being nice and all. Then she told me she only cooked two things, meatloaf and apple pie. Well, I had to ask her, which one is this?
Oh, it couldn't be that bad, Mr. Plunkett.
Yes, it could. One time I accidentally left some dental floss in the kitchen. When I came back to get it, I found three roaches had just hung themselves.
You have just enjoyed part two of Dysfunction Junction. Hang in there now. You know you're curious to find out more about Norval's wedding. But first, a song.
Sun shines through, your head just right. I can't keep my thoughts inside. A silky voice upon my ears, triumphal tone that calms my fear. Misdemeanor and full of charm, can't keep my distance, don't mean no harm. The chaotic head you simplify, thoughts and gestures I dare imply, giving out my thoughts and seal their use on me is still unclear. My scattered thoughts say don't take a chance, my heart's still beating another glance. Was put on trial by my own isms, a kaleidoscope with broken prisms. What's the use? Extreme abuses, feudal goals, and aces, deuces.
This is Notably Texan on 88.9 KETR. Matt Minky checking in for just a quick moment here. We'll take you back to the Grin and Barrett show as quick as we can. Got to remind you, it's our fall membership campaign at 88.9 KETR. A few times a year, we've got to remind you, not that we are not listener-supported radio all year long, but we try not to hammer that into your head all the time. But a couple of times a year, this is one of those times, we're changing up the programming that you normally hear, bringing out some of the best of what public radio and KETR have to offer. And we sure hope you're enjoying all these special selections. We have got a show that is just jammed full of great stuff tonight. Earlier, we had the Hank Williams Lost Notebooks special hosted by Texan Alejandro Escovedo. Right now, it's the Grin and Barrett show. And still to come tonight, we have a feature interview with two separate Houston artists. Singers of Southern Backtones and Sideshow Tramps are both going to join me for a feature interview tonight before we're done. It is the fall membership campaign, and we can't do these types of productions without your financial assistance. If you like to listen to the Grin and Barrett show, if you appreciate a local program such as this produced right here in our studios, nowhere else can you hear the Grin and Barrett show but here on 88.9. So do your part to get behind that. Nurture that with a financial contribution in any amount right now by visiting KETR.org, click on Support This Station, or we can handle it over the phone, 800-882-5387. You might be asking, how much am I supposed to give? That's the beauty. You get to decide whatever's right for your budget, whether that's a $15 contribution, one-time gift, or maybe you want to go with the sustaining membership of $10 or $20 a month. There are so many different ways to do it. There is a way that's right for your budget, I assure you. And we've got a slew of thank you gifts available as well. Many of these might interest Notably Texan listeners. You can have a look at those at our website, ketr.org. Or I'll tell you about them on the phone if you prefer, 800-882-5387. Get on board during this fall membership campaign at 88.9 KETR and pitch in with a pledge in any amount. We would certainly appreciate that. And I'll take you back now for more of the Grin and Barrett Show on 88.9 KETR. This is Notably Texan.
Now stay tuned for the conclusion of Dysfunction Junction. Enjoy the wedding.
Hey, where do we put the diaper? I mean, the wedding gifts.
Well, heaven, look at her hair. It's all jacked up to Jesus.
Is that a camouflage dress she has on?
Could everyone take his or her seat? We're going to get started. The step in which you're about to take is the most important step in a human being's life. It is a union of two people found upon mutual respect and affection. Your lives will change, your responsibilities will increase, but your joy will be multiplied if you are sincere and earnest with your pledge to one another. Norval, Dinita, you have prepared your own wedding vows. Norval?
I promise to love you as much as the Dallas Cowboys and not to hold your camouflage wedding dress against you. From this day forward, I will listen to all of your complaints about the mall, if you say them during the off season, and promise to retire my football shirt and face paint for public outings. And I will love you in sickness and in health from this day forward until death parts us or you become a Redskin fan.
Dinita.
I promise to love you as much as I love my credit card and not hold your poor fashion sense against you. I will only show you my new clothes during commercial break and promise to keep you in the latest cowboy fashion. From this day forward, I will make sure your lucky shirt is washed for every game day and will have plenty of potato chips on hand. I will love you for richer or poorer as long as our credit limit stays high.
Do you, Dinita, take this man to be your wedded husband? To have and to hold, for better or for worse, for rich or for poor, to love and to cherish from this day forward?
I do.
And do you, Norval, take this woman to be your wedded wife? To have and to hold, for better or for worse, for rich or for poor, to love and to cherish from this day forward?
But he does.
By the power vested in me, I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may now kiss the bride.
Oh, here, someone hold my gum.
Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you Mr. and Miss Norval Plunkett. Don't go home just yet. I'd like to invite everyone to stick around for the reception in the next room. Stay! Stay! No, no, no stay! Get away from that cake!
No, not my cake!
Quick! We need a veterinarian!
Is there anybody around here that don't eat meat?
Well, that was a real nice service, Marcel. You ready to go?
Yeah, we might as well get on home, turn in early tonight.
You've just enjoyed the Grin and Barrett Show. Dysfunction Junction is an original script written by Lori and Brad Bergen. Tonight's cast includes Eve Gish as Mama, Brad Bergen as Marcel, Gary Herbst as Norval, David Gish as Booger, Amanda Gish as Dinita, Jeff Garrison as the announcer, and David Gish as the preacher. If you'd like to hear more, join us at 7 p.m. the first Wednesday of every month with an encore presentation the following Saturday at 7 p.m. or following the football game right here at KETR 88.9, the place for Texas homegrown entertainment, and Matt Menke.